Thomas C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Kathy Congdon, C-O-N-G-D-O-N. Address is 6629 County Road 20, Orland, California, 95963. Phone 530-514-2998. ID is XXX XXX9763. Date of birth is 9/28/1949. 72-year-old, married, retired secretary. Insurance is Medicare / Guardian Life / Guardian Life Prescription Program. It's addressed to Dr. Mark K. Weber, W-E-E-B-E-R, M.D., Internal Medicine, Bishop Ranch Primary Care, 114 Mission Ranch Boulevard, Suite 10, Chico, California, 95926-5137. Phone is 530-894-0500. Fax 530-345-2532. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation for history of cognitive decline over 1 year. Dear Dr. Weber and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Kathy Congdon for neurological evaluation. New paragraph. Kathy was seen today, and this is dated 12/10/2022, following her initial intake on November 30th, 2021. New paragraph. As you may remember, she was referred with a history of a slight decline in her cognitive function. New paragraph. She has been taking donepezil 5 milligrams on a daily basis with her nutritional supplements, meloxicam and meloxicam. New paragraph. She gave a past medical history of arthritis, migraine. Subparagraph, childhood history of measles. New paragraph. Her systematic review of symptoms was positive only for forgetfulness, wearing eyeglasses, having completed her advanced directive, being sexually active with a normal sexual life, and no history of transmissible disease. She has no history of pregnancy. New paragraph. Her family history, this is under family history, was positive for heart disease and stroke. Her father expired at age 80, her mother at age 78. New paragraph. She gave a family history of arthritis and heart disease, but no other illnesses. New paragraph. Education, she reported completing college in the 1970s. New paragraph, social history and health habits. She is married. She reports taking alcohol, quote, moderately, unquote, 2 glasses of wine. She does not, has never smoked, used recreational substances. She lives with her husband. There's no dependents at home. New paragraph. She reported no occupational concerns. She's retired. New paragraph. She gave no history of serious illnesses or injuries. She did undergo knee replacement with a good outcome. She's never been hospitalized for prolonged medical care. New paragraph. Neuromusculoskeletal review of systems. General. She reports lost memory. New paragraph. She denied any headaches, head neuralgia, or altered mental status, or family similar family history. New paragraph. Neck. She reported no symptoms. Upper back and arms. She reported no symptoms. Middle back. She reported no symptoms. Low back, she reported no symptoms. Shoulders, she reported no symptoms. Elbows, she reported no symptoms. Wrists, she reported no symptoms. Hips, she reported no symptoms. Ankles, she reported no symptoms. Feet, she reported no symptoms. New paragraph, neurological review of systems. She reported no additional neurological symptoms. New paragraph, she does describe some difficulty with recollection. New paragraph, she completed the National Institute of Health and Neurological Disorders Quality of Life questionnaires, subparagraph. She reported slight to mild sleep disturbance with trouble with sleep initiation. Ruminative thinking, arousals with some arousals with pain, new paragraph. She gave a history of infrequent fatigue symptoms, feeling tired, but rarely feeling exhausted with reduced energy, feeling fatigued, or too tired to do her housework, limiting social activity, starting things or finishing things, she reported a slight reduction in her positive affect and well-being. She reported a few cognitive dysfunction symptoms with some difficulty following complex instructions and reading, planning and keeping appointments, planning activity in advance, being organized, item recollection was a problem, recollection of errands without writing was a problem. She reported some difficulties in learning new tasks, instructions, dash novel learning, making simple mistakes more easily, difficulty with word recollection, trouble tracking activity, doing more than one thing at a time, multitasking, activity recollection, novel learning, attention to activity, clarity of thinking, thought formation, sluggish mentation, and decision making. New paragraph. She reported slight to mild symptoms of anxiety, including overwhelming thoughts, feeling shy, there were some slight symptoms of depression, including feeling depressed rarely, feeling hopeless rarely, difficult to cheer up, feeling unhappy, self-critical, feeling sad, feeling discouraged, trouble keeping her mind, feeling emotionally exhausted. New paragraph. There were slight to mild symptoms of emotional and behavioral discontrol, including rare symptoms of impatience, easily upset, conflict with others, speaking excessively or loud, feeling angry, feeling restless, sometimes being bothered by little things, difficult to adjust to unexpected changes, hard time accepting criticism, stubborn with others, new paragraph, There was a slight reduction in her ability to participate in social roles and activities. She reported sometimes being unable to do all of her usual work. Sometimes having to work for shorter periods of time than usual. Limiting activity for fun. Reduced hobbies or leisure activities. Trouble staying in touch with others. Difficulty limiting fun outside the home. Trouble with regular chores or tasks. Having to work for shorter periods of time. And often limited in doing her work. New paragraph. She reported some symptoms of reduced satisfaction with her social roles and activities. Somewhat disappointed in her ability to work. Somewhat disappointed in ability to take care of personal and household responsibilities. Somewhat bothered in her limitations in performing her work. Somewhat satisfied in the amount of time she spent doing leisure activities. Somewhat satisfied in how much work she can do. New paragraph. She reported no upper extremity motor dysfunction. New paragraph. She reported no lower extremity dysfunction, except for some difficulty standing up from a low, soft couch. New paragraph. She reported no sense or findings of self-stigmatization. New paragraph. Laboratory. Your laboratory studies that were included with her referral showed that she has an elevated TSH. New paragraph. Her clinical neurological examination in November showed hypoactive deep tendon reflexes, however, without any delayed relaxation phase. New paragraph. In consideration of this, I gave her a prescription to begin levothyroxine 0.25 milligrams. New paragraph. She returned today indicating that she did not necessarily feel any significant improvement. New paragraph. Her neurological examination today, on the other hand, shows that her deep tendon reflexes have improved. New paragraph. In consideration of this, today I am ordering follow-up laboratory studies for thyroid dysfunction and chemical thyroid values. New paragraph. In consideration of her husband's current concerns regarding her cognitive impairment and difficulty, we will obtain the high-resolution 3D neuroquantitative brain MR imaging study open systems imaging for evaluation and further recommendations. New paragraph. I will see her for reevaluation and consideration of additional testing and therapy, and sign respectfully with my professional signature.